Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. Thank you for taking the time to tune in this morning. We want to begin this broadcast by telling you some exciting news at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We will be moving to our new facility beginning April the 14th. April 14th through the 19th, we will also begin a series of meetings with Brother Andy Alexander from Bowling Green, Kentucky. This will also be our first service in our new facility. We cordially invite you to come and be with us. Our new meeting times are going to be at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for worship service, and 6:30 for evening worship. And then we will be meeting each evening, Monday through Friday, at 7:30. We cordially invite you to any of all of these services. We also ask you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We want to encourage you again to write your questions to us that we might give you a Bible answer. That address again, 1369 U.S. 27 Bypass, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. We encourage you to send those questions, and we encourage you to come and attend our gospel meeting during the week of April the 14th in our new facility. Our first question is really kind of a carryover from the religious events of last week, but I want to answer the question. The question is this. I noticed during the Easter week that the Church of Christ did not have any special Easter services or have anything like Easter egg hunts for the children. Could you explain why? Well, that's a very good question, and I appreciate the question for asking it. Yes, it is true that during the so-called religious week of Easter and Good Friday, that the Church of Christ does not have any special religious services. And the question the questioner asked is why. And he also mentioned Easter egg hunts. I was going to the office one day last week, and on community events on the local radio station you're now listening to, they announced over 10 or 11 churches in the area that were having Easter egg hunts. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to debate the right or wrong of Easter egg hunts. That's a personal decision. But what I am here to discuss is whether or not that is a religious activity. And the so-called Easter week, is that a religious activity? I want to begin by reading two passages of Scripture. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse number 19, Jesus was about to ascend back to his Father following his work being finished on the earth, his death, his resurrection, and now he's going back to heaven. And the last instruction he gives to his disciples, he says in verse 18, he says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, we must submit to you that all spiritual authority resides in Jesus Christ." That simply means, dear listener, that whatever we do in the name of religion must have a thus saith the Lord in order to be authorized by God. I also want to suggest that we read Colossians 3, verse 17, where the Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Colossae, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Now, according to that passage, that Jesus Christ is the final approval of authority for anything that the church does in the area of religion. That being said, let's get back to the question. What about Easter? Well, we see no religious observance of the so-called religious holiday of Easter. We only see the word in the King James Version, and the correct word is Passover, not Easter. We also understand that the only memorial that the Lord asked to be remembered on his behalf was the Lord's Supper. That was instituted by the Lord himself in Matthew 26 through 29. We see instruction to the church of Corinth, who was abusing that service, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 29. Therefore, we do not see any authority in the Scripture to partake and to remember the resurrection. By the way, we do not know what day the Lord resurrected. Yes, it was the first day of the week, but we don't know which first day of the week. And so, to select one Sunday out of the year that he resurrected is an assumption, and it's a religion that was started by men. We also understand that Good Friday is not a religious holiday. That was something that was instituted by the Roman Catholic Church. It was not determined by God, and it was never required by God. And so, again, it's a man-made religious holiday. Now, as far as the church being involved in Easter services, Good Friday, Easter egg hunts, we must ask the question, what is the church to be involved in? What is the work of the church? Well, the work of the church, according to the scriptures, is evangelism. In Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20, what we commonly refer to as the Great Commission, God required that they go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We also know that evangelism is to reach the lost, those who are lost and dying in sin, those that need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they need to be introduced to the gospel of Christ. We also know that part of the work of the church is to edify itself. And edify just simply means to build up, to spiritually build up the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verse 32, after meeting with the elders of Ephesus and Miletus, he ended his conversation with this admonition. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. We also read of edification in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And then we have the responsibility, the third work of the church is needy benevolence to the saints. In Acts chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, a prophet informed the brethren that there was going to be a famine throughout all the earth. What did they determine to do? We begin reading in verse 28. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now I want you to notice that this famine was going to happen throughout the whole earth, but yet they did not make a fund to help all those who would be affected by the famine. They created a fund and sent it to the brethren by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. You see, it was brethren helping brethren. And there are 9 examples of this in the New Testament. One of the most familiar is 1 Timothy chapter 5 in verse 16 in discussing the need to help widows indeed, or those who are truly widows. In verse 16, it concludes this discussion, if any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them. And do not let the church be burdened that it may relieve those who are really widows. Or if you have other translations, widows indeed. What that simply means is widows that meet the qualifications that are established in the scriptures. And so, in this particular section, we see in 8 other accounts that using the Lord's money out of the Lord's treasury is only to help those who are needy saints. Those who are outside of the Lord, that is the responsibility and duty of individual Christians and not the work of the church. The work of the church is threefold: evangelism, edification, and needy benevolence of saints. Where is the command? Where is the approved example? And where is the necessary inference that would give us the authority to celebrate the religious holiday of Easter? Again, the only memorial that the Lord asked for is the Lord's Supper. We read that in Acts 20 and verse 7 and other verses that we gave earlier. You remember that for something to be authorized, it must have Bible authority. And if we don't have Bible authority, then it is a work of men, not a work of God. Where do Easter egg hunts fit into the work of the church? Where do Good Friday observances fit into the work of the church? The bottom line is that the work of the church is threefold, and we have no authority to celebrate Easter. Therefore, we have no authority to have Easter egg hunts. All of those are gimmicks of men. They are things that are done in order to draw people into the religious organization, whoever's having it, in order that they might have an opportunity to teach them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible, the only thing that I see that we can draw men to Christ is the gospel. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14, we are told that all men are called by the gospel. We are told in Romans 1 verse 16 that it is God's power to save. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We also read in John chapter 12 verse 32 that the gospel, the crucifixion of Christ in the gospel, would be a way of drawing all men to Him. And so we see that the means of drawing men to God is through the message of truth and through the events we read about in the message of truth. That is His death, burial, and His resurrection. Now, I know it's popular, and I know that it's real nice for our children to have Easter egg hunts, and I know it's real popular to have a special Sunday service or so-called sunrise service in order for people to get dressed up and come to church and have a special time together. And some people, the only time they come to church is during these so-called religious holidays. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, I noticed that the Church of Christ does not do these things, and the reason is we have no Bible authority. No, we're not sticking the muds. We're not trying to be different. We're trying to follow the pattern of the New Testament. We're trying to do that which the Lord commanded us to do. And there is no command, there is no approved example, and there's no necessary inference that we should celebrate the man-made holiday of Easter. And there is no authority for recreational things as Easter egg hunts, or we could add many other things to that, that is not the work of the church to take care of the recreation and the associated things for our young people. We have no authority for that. Where would you put that in the work of the church? It's not evangelism. It's not edification, because it doesn't spiritually build anybody up. It's a physical thing. And of course we couldn't call it benevolence, because it's not for needy saints, it's for anyone who wants to participate. And therefore it doesn't fit into the threefold work of the Lord's church. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know many of you that are listening to this broadcast this morning have no concept of all what I'm talking about. And the reason of that is that you have never studied God's Word. I challenge you to go to the Bible and find one religious observance of Easter. Find one inference. Find one approved example. Find one command that God ever gave the church to celebrate any religious holiday except the Lord's Day and the memorial of His death on the cross and the Lord's Supper that we do every first day of the week according to the approved example of Acts 20 and verse 7. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to be Christians, if we're going to be disciples of Christ, if we're going to believe that His Word is infallible, and we're going to be a learner of that Word, we must follow that authority and nothing else. Tune in again next Lord's Day. Thank you for listening.